Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS at 8:48 on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Safe Century 2 Group claims more than 17,000 signatures on a petition demanding a public vote.
Two.
COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County top 1,900, nearing 18,000 for Kansas.
One.
Masks now required in Sedgwick County as COVID-19 cases grow. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Midweek this week, the gasoline prices jumped up to around $1.99 a gallon, and that's what I'm seeing very common out there at this time right now. About $1.99 a gallon here in Wichita this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny and hot with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 94 degrees. 20% shower, chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. Then on Friday, mostly sunny, 20% chance for rain early and a high tomorrow of 96 degrees. Now light rain and east wind gusting to 39 miles per hour and 68 degrees with Steve and Ted. 8:49 here on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS. And more than 1.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, an historically high pace that shows that many employers are still laying people off in the face of a resurgent coronavirus. The persistently elevated level of layoffs occurring as a spike in virus cases has forced six states to reverse their move to open businesses, reopening businesses, that is. The six, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, and Texas, make up one-third of the U.S. economy. The government says a common household cleaner proves effective against COVID-19.
This is House Call for Health. At long last, a weapon you can have in your home to do battle against the coronavirus. In fact, you may already have it in your home. It's Lysol. The Environmental Protection Agency says two products, Lysol Disinfectant Spray and Lysol Disinfectant Max Cover Mist, worked well to prevent the spread of the virus on surfaces. The EPA says both products will kill the virus within 2 minutes of applying it. The Centers for Disease Control says you should clean frequently, wear gloves, and read the safety instructions for whatever product you use. Back in March, the EPA put out a list of cleaners that it thought would work without direct testing. That resulted in shortages on store shelves. With the likely increase in demand for these Lysol products, the EPA says it is testing additional cleaners to determine if they too will help you win the COVID war. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The ever-popular Steve and Ted poll question is available on our webpage, knssradio.com. People wait for the new questions to come out by the thousands, wanting to get on the webpage and be a part of this great poll, right?
And they do vote.
Do you wear a mask in public? Sometimes 18%. Yes, 20%. No, 62%.
Oh, my.
Begin to see a little problem
I'm
there.
Sure Dr. Mins appreciates that.
He can get on there and vote for the yes if he wants to.
Yes, yes, sir.
I vote yes. I vote yes, but of course, obviously, I'm outnumbered in this poll. But you can be a part of it. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. 8:52, Steve and Ted, a zoning change to boost business in Northeast Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, some homeowners who have fought for years to bring commercial activity to 21st and Oliver finally got what they were asking for, the Wichita City Council voting to overturn a decision from the MAPC. Now, two street front properties at the intersection will be rezoned from single-family residential to limited commercial. The planning department approved a development at the intersection but voted to rezone the properties just to general office instead. Another downgrade of Spirit AeroSystems shares, Bernstein analyst Douglas Harnett has lowered his rating on Spirit to market perform, and according to a report from Seeking Alpha, Harnett has cut his target price on the company to $26 a share. That's down from a price target of $40 that was part of the firm's last cut in April. Spirit shares begin the day around $22.73 in early morning trading. The Yuengling Aviation has refurbished its facility and expanded. The Wichita City Council's approved the issuance of airport special facilities revenue bonds of up to $3.37 million. Yuengling renovated a 50,000-square-foot facility that it got from Hawker Beechcraft Services. It's at Eisenhower National Airport. Hutton was the general contractor on the project. Yuengling now has around 200,000 square feet of space at the airport. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I know it wouldn't be right or proper for you to say how you feel about retaining Century 2, the petition drive is going on, would it, Bill?
Well, I don't have any problem sharing it. I have, you know, I grew up in Kansas City. I have no particular connection to Century 2.
Right, right.
But I understand how people who grew up here, you know, feel like it's part of the skyline and things like
my
that.
My wife's pretty adamant.
The new performing arts place.
Yeah, my wife's pretty adamant. She wants to see the building retained somehow. But as you say, as far as a performing arts center, it's a little behind times, isn't it?
I mean,
we got to upgrade that somewhere in there. And there's still some, you know, these. We've been talking about we were talking about this last year, and we were getting pretty serious about some of these things. And then this dadgum pandemic hit.
Right.
And, you know, nobody can think about anything but, you know, whether they're going to wear a mask or hand sanitizer. You know, there's so many other things to think about. But I'm getting back on track. We don't have the baseball team. And, you know, this has been a crummy year so far, Bill.
You bet. Yep.
Maybe except for the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
To be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a good point right there.
That's been the high point. Yeah, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. How about that? You know, we had the Century County Commission, of course, meeting yesterday. They voted to offer Tom Stoles a new two-year contract as county manager. Tom, of course, an a former policeman here in Wichita, and a pretty good guy, I think. I understand that that two-year contract is almost as good as a Mahomes contract.
I was going to say, I'm not sure how it compares there, but I hope Tom gets his due.
Yeah, you know, Tom's got a lot in common. It tells me he's got a lot in common with Mahomes in that if he's not there, nothing's going to happen to the county. You know,
a county manager's got to be able to think on his feet and adjust. And
that's
know what the
that's
commissioners are going to do.
Call an option at the last minute, you know, things like that.
Caught it.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, anyway, it's good to have him back. Thank you, guys. Coming up.
And Mahomes got his Super Bowl ring. Stoll's got his big county manager ring.
There you go. Glenn Beck coming up at the top of the hour. Socialist Seattle Council members, that's part of the topic. Mask now mandatory for Sedgwick County. News at 9 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. That's all. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Is your air conditioning?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.